This is Wade Rath, gives the chief organizer report. On mountains or molehills, the vote goes on. The FBI is suddenly getting more press than either of the candidates for president of the USA. Let me see if I can piece this together. First, FBI Director James Comey releases a letter to congressional committee chairs and second-in-commands that he's reopening the investigation to look at some more emails to see if there are any other violations of security clearances. No other details given. Then it emerges that there was a fierce struggle within the FBI and between the Justice Department and FBI over Comey having breached FBI policy by releasing this no-detail letter and inserting the department smack dab into the middle of the last 2 weeks of the election. It also trickles out that the investigation is not of Hillary Clinton in some perfidy on her part, but into one of her chief aides and the fact that the aide's estranged husband might have had access to some of the electronic devices in their apartment, like computers or whatever. America, make no two selves. Hide all electronics from partners and family members. Self, having never used any of my compañera's electronics, reclaim my backup computer that she's been using in case she may have some secret emails on there that could bring the Phoebes to our door some fine day. Then, after all hell is breaking loose, they get around to asking a judge for a warrant to actually take a look at Clinton's aide's electronics to see if her ex-former Congressman Weiner had stumbled onto anything and forgotten to include it in any sexting message to a teen somewhere in America. America, note to selves, take away texting devices from teens. America, another note to selves, good luck with that. They finally get a warrant with a week to go until the election, and it turns out they have to go through 650,000 emails. No one in America except Donald Trump believes that they can go through 650,000 emails by election day. Turns out they have a machine, yes, a machine, for that, which can roll through this mess of emails to find secrets. Maybe. But eventually, human lawyers and the like will have to go through whatever the machine digs up and figure out if anyone has actually broken any laws, and if so, what laws these are and whether they add up to a mountain or a molehill. And even if a mountain, it now seems to be a smallish one at the feet of the Clinton aide, not of Hillary Clinton herself, except in the most indirect way. By the way, have you heard about the NSA guy that walked out of the building with all the hacking codes for foreign government websites without so much as a never mind? Oh, you're right. That's probably small potatoes next to this private email server thing. Meanwhile, more than 22 million people have voted. Early returns are saying that Democratic voters are coming in high in battleground states like North Carolina and Colorado. Polls indicate that the slippage from Clinton may be no more than 2 points, which isn't nothing, but isn't the difference between winning and losing. Experts are noting a wall of opposition that seems still unscalable for Trump in Virginia and Pennsylvania as well. Clinton's momentum may have stopped in Iowa and Ohio, but Trump is running around desperate to find openings in places like Michigan and New Mexico, which are hard to imagine going his way. Oh, and the FBI also has reported they have not found a link between Trump and Russian agents, only a long-distance love affair. But that's not illegal either, so what the heck. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.